Good morning. Thanks, High Commissioner Felipe Grandi. Thanks, Madam Chair, Anita Haney, colleagues of the panel. Brazil has a constitutional commitment to granting nationality to individuals born in Brazil, regardless of their parents' nationality, to descendants of Brazilians born abroad, and to those who intend to reside in Brazil permanently. This generous decision by the Brazilian Constituent Power in 1988, further refined by two subsequent constitutional amendments, is our first step in preventing and combating statelessness. As we consider the right to nationality a fundamental right inherent to human beings and an essential condition for the possession and the exercise of human rights, like Nur Aziza and Noiza Dube said for us. We believe that the right to nationality is an inherent prerogative of every human being, which must be guaranteed to those within the territories of nation states. Therefore, we urge all countries to adopt in their constitutions or laws or executive decisions, as Brazil has done, the broad right to nationality. Brazil also is proud to be one of the few countries that have acceded to both the 1954 and 1961 conventions on statelessness, respectively in 1996 and 2007. In 2017, Brazil underwent a relevant transformation with the adoption of a new migration law. The law represented a concrete answer to the Global Action Plan to End Statelessness, which had set out the commitment to grant protection status to stateless migrants and facilitate their naturalization. For the first time, our legislation included an entire section dedicated to the protection of stateless persons and the reduction of statelessness. Its main innovation was the creation of a statelessness determination procedure in force since 2018. This procedure is now accessible online through a platform called CISA Patridia. While the person waits for the request to be analyzed, she or he receives a residence permit. Recognized stateless persons will qualify for naturalization through a simplified procedure after only 2 years of residence. Recognized stateless persons will also have access to family reunification procedures even before becoming a Brazilian citizen. Among them, the first to be naturalized as Brazilian citizen were the activista Maha Mamo and her sister. It's a great honor to acknowledge the presence of Maha Mamo with yours here today. At the regional level, we highlighted the adoption in 2014, during the first year of the I Belong campaign, of the Brazil Plan of Action in the framework of the Cartagena Plus 30 process. The document set goals for Latin America and the Caribbean over the next decade, coinciding with the period of the campaign. One of its 8 chapters is dedicated to statelessness, with goals related to the accession to the stateless conventions, the creation of determination procedures, and the facilitation of naturalization process. This was the first time the Cartagena process included statelessness in its objectives, and over that decade, Latin America witnessed significant progress. Before concluding, I wish also to highlight that Brazil announced last year the decision to adopt a national unified policy for migration, refugee, and statelessness. 6 working groups were created to discuss the proposal, with the participation of the federal government, states, cities, civil society, refugee lead organizations, and UNHCR and IOM offices in Brasilia, on a whole of society approach. We believe this new law will further strengthen the significant progresses we have already made. The creation of the new global alliance to end statelessness is also an opportunity to renew our national efforts towards what is left to accomplish. Thank you.